Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Engaged to Flourish podcast. Why are we laughing? Okay, we are starting already and we're laughing before we can even get through the intro.
No, okay, I'll tell you why. Well, or do you want to even say
no,
who's
just,
here?
Just
or
go
what?
And then we'll get into that. I guess we're just having too much fun today.
No. So yesterday, Larissa and I were together hanging out and I said, I want to hijack, Tim said, what's like Damon's like phrase or thing? And we immediately, Jeremy, Larissa, and I, we said, it's, hey, everybody. So I said, oh my gosh, what if like tomorrow I hijack it and I beat him to it? And so I was going to, and then I chickened out.
I know, and then I was like, are we doing it or not?
But then you're so fast with it. I was like, oh, can't. So
right.
That's why
well,
we're
do,
laughing.
Do you want me to start over? We can
no,
always start.
No.
I can start playing the music again and we can. All right. Well, this is Damon and I got two guests in here. It's Larissa and Steph. Welcome, guys. And you guys are trying to hijack it already. Like, I can just get out of the way and you guys can just lead the whole thing. That's totally cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Larissa and Steph.
Thanks for having me.
I'm here for moral support.
Well, okay, so originally, Steph is just kind of filling in because she was voluntold that she needs to come,
yes.
Right? Because originally the text thread was Larissa and Rox, but Rox didn't respond because I guess she's on vacation or something. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she has a good reason that she didn't respond, but Steph was sitting next to Larissa and Larissa was like, oh, come on, if Steph comes on. And then
yeah, I don't know how.
Steph's available.
Yeah.
So anyway, we have Steph too and we have Larissa. So I'm excited because... Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for like the last 45 minutes and it's been a really enjoyable conversation so far. I thought maybe it's time we should just hit record and continue this on the podcast. So we might have some visitors here because we got all the kids in here with us too. So we might hear some extra voices coming in or some extra laughs because some of them are just so cute and smiley and happy. And we might just have some... little bit of extra fun today on the podcast. But anyway, it's been a while since Larissa's been on, so we wanted to start off this episode by asking her what God's been highlighting to her recently. So Larissa, what has God been teaching you?
I think most recently it's just been more about joy and just like releasing joy and enjoying motherhood and parenting. My kids went to 3 VBSs in the past 2 weeks.
Nice.
So they did.
Right, 3 VBSs in 2 weeks. That doesn't seem to fit. How did that work out?
So they did a morning one. They did Cerritos Baptist's morning VBS. And then they had another nighttime VBS that we went to with like all our small group kids were going. So we're like, okay, go to that one. And then my Jeremy's brother's church, it's First Chinese Baptist Church in Fountain Valley, was having theirs the next week. So I was like, okay, join. You can go to that one too.
Was it all the same theme?
So the first week was one theme. And
double of the same.
Double the same. But they enjoy it. And it's different churches, right? So then
they just do it differently.
Yeah, they do it differently. Right. So, I mean, all different songs, like both the morning and the night. And then the next theme was like Emerald Crossing. So like Psalm 23. They were learning about that. So people were asking me like, oh, do they like it? Or are they like tired? And I was like, no, they love it. They love going to, the VBS. And, even for me, I was like, you know, taking them, picking them up, like all these things. But I really feel like it was so good for our whole family, for them to be going and like so much time spent with like other kids and like just learning about God too. And then just the songs, we're playing the songs on repeat and like pretty much I think throughout the whole year from last year to this year they were playing their VBS songs. So it's just now it's new songs that they've added to the playlist. But yeah, so like what I really feel like God's been teaching me through that is just like to have more joy and more fun and like just enjoying them, just seeing like Nikki and Cammy like do the worship songs and like learning the hand motions, and they're like so like joyful and happy doing it. It like really touched my heart. And like all the kids too, like all seeing all the kids like, you know, worshiping God. And like, I'm like, get emotional. It's a happy song. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Like Steph was there too in the nighttime one, mm-hmm. and the kids are doing it. And then it's like, I'm like tearing up because it's bringing my heart as a mom so much joy to see them worshiping God. But then I was thinking about it. I'm like, how much more does the father like feel so blessed seeing his children worship him and just like bless him so much? So the past 2 weeks has been really full. Busy, but like I feel like we've been, you know, just it, when it's around God, it don't feel tired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's like the biggest thing for me the past this just in the summer. So,
yeah, that's really good. Yeah. I'm like kind of glad I wasn't standing next to you or looked at you because I was also like getting like feeling like this overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, like this is really special. And it's, you know, hearing the song, the words that the kids are saying, and they're like screaming it, and they're, you know, worshiping with their whole body. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I pray that you, like, all these kids truly believe that or know, like, what it means. It says, like, I think the one that got me is like, Jesus, you are my friend forever, no matter where I roam. Mm-hmm. And like, that one, I was like, oh my gosh, like, right, the tears are like right there. Yeah. Like right at the brim. And so I was just like, oh Lord, like, yeah, let that be true in each of these kids' lives. And yeah, so I was like, oh, maybe good thing I wasn't standing by you. I would have probably lost it if I looked at you.
We're both bawling and they're like, what's
wrong with you?
These moms are weird.
Where did they come from?
It's these happy songs and they're like bawling. What's going on with these people? Man, that Catalyst Church, they're...
Yeah, I know.
Man, so many thoughts and so many questions are already going through my mind. I was like, I don't know where to start. But I think kind of to piggyback off of something Steph just said, you know, Jesus, you're my friend wherever I roam. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've been talking about is this story from this book that she found called Heaven Awaits the Bride. And in this story, it's about this lady who comes into an encounter with Jesus, and Jesus is up a tree. And Steph, can you share a little bit about that story? And then, because I feel like your story about the kids and them saying, Jesus, you're my best friend wherever I roam, it's like that's the perspective that we want for our kids and for us too, as we're maturing in our faith. Mm-hmm. And this story, it's kind of a contrast to that,
yeah,
and also like, oh yeah, it's kind of thought provoking. Like, is that how I see Jesus? Mm-hmm. Or do I see it more like these kids that they're saying, you're my best friend wherever I roam.
Right. Right. Yeah. So in this book, she has this encounter and she goes into this garden, and it's her garden and like her special place with Jesus. And then Jesus is literally sitting up in this tree, and she's like, what are you doing up there? And he's like, well, you want me here? And she's just like, wait, what? Like kind of laughing and like that's silly, like come down. And he's like, well, here in the garden, like I'm up a tree because you know exactly where I am, but like, and you come to the base of the tree and you get your answers or whatever you need from me, and then you go on with your life. And so he's kind of like, I'm localized to this spot, to this tree, but I don't have free roam or access to this whole garden, to the whole part of your heart. Mm-hmm. And so it's actually a very convicting, like, story. And it gets me every time because, you know, she continues to have this interaction with it. It's like, you know, do we come to Jesus to spend time with him, to know him as a friend, to pursue him? Or do we use him to get secondary like rewards? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, like I need breakthrough in this area. I need like, you know, just to like get something.
I need to check off my boxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or doing it just because we think it's the right thing to do, or, you know, mm-hmm. like all these just not just being satisfied with him and him alone. And so, yeah, it's kind of like on the flip side. It's mm-hmm. like, does Jesus have freedom to roam in all parts of our heart, mm-hmm. in all parts of our lives? Like, so, yeah, I'm always convicted by that.
Yeah, and kind of the culmination of that, right, mm-hmm. is this conversation that Jesus has with her, and he's saying, like, talking about, like, I want to be someone that you want to be with forever, right? Because that's what
right.
heaven, that's what heaven mm-hmm. is going to be. It's like, you're with Jesus, so it's like.
Right, oh, yeah. He says, he asks her this question, and this is the one that always, yeah, is super convicting. He said, if you don't enjoy being with me now, what makes you think you're going to want to spend eternity with me? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh my, like, you know, like, oh, knife to the heart, like, oh. So, yeah, just like hearing, right, kids singing that and declaring that, I'm just like, oh, like, would they really truly know and learn and grow into, like, what that really looks like? And it's cool to see the seeds are being, like, planted. And, yeah, we can only pray that they continue to walk and pursue that.
So when you hear that story, Larissa, how has that story, like, impacted or made, or, like, just how do you respond when you've heard that story from Steph? Because I'm sure she's talked to you about it before.
Yeah, when she was, you know, telling us that story before, I'm like, oh, man. That's really convicting to me, like especially in the season of parenting where mm-hmm. you can be just so busy, like, going on with your kids and, like, all their activities. And, like, I know, like, I've gone through seasons where it's like, oh, when have I even, like, cracked open that my Bible? Mm-hmm. Because I'm just, like, so, like, tired or, like, busy. And, like, am I only going to God when, like, I need him for something? Or, like, just being able to just sit in his presence, which is actually probably what I need in those times when I'm just tired, like, just to mm-hmm. come to him and just mm-hmm. like sit with him and, like, not even, like, asking for anything, just being in his presence. So I was like, oh yeah, like, letting him have free reign over every part of our life too is, and not compartmentalizing mm-hmm. him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not mm-hmm. just saying, like, okay, God, you're in this room, and mm-hmm. like, I'll come back later, or mm-hmm. like, don't leave, but, like, just, you're right. in there. I know you're in there, and then I'm going to go do something else, right? Like,
yeah,
just that picture of, like, letting him just have free reign over, like, all parts. So it's just like, oh, I want my kids to learn that too. Mm-hmm. Like, knowing that they can invite him into, like, all parts of their life wherever they go, like, especially since, like, we've chosen for them to go to, like, public school, and mm-hmm. like, they're going to interact with people and have situations come up where, like, we're not there, but I want them to know, like, they, Jesus is always with them mm-hmm. too. So yeah, just reminding them of that and, like, praying over them that too has been, like, a big thing that I feel like I wanted for them to know, like, God's always with you, and, like, or Jesus is always walking beside you, even when I'm not there, like, he's ultimately gonna be the one to, like, comfort you, protect you. So I think, yeah, my mind's always, like, around, like, the kids, like, more than anything, right?
I mean, that's a season that you're in right now, because your kids are so young, right? It's like, it's very consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, like, you know, you, I don't know for you, but for me, like, in the beginning when they're really little, you know, you're not sure how much they can, like, understand mm-hmm. about, like, right, praying or whatever. And I think I was just like, oh, like, I don't want Jesus or God or Holy Spirit to be like this magic genie. Mm-hmm. Like, I give my requests and I want this and hopefully he gives it to me, you know, like, so it's been interesting to try to, like, give a more rounded, like, mm-hmm. picture of what, like, a relationship with him looks like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for me, that's one of the reasons that I really appreciate the direction that Steph is going with our children's ministry and helping our kids to recognize that Jesus is in our whole life and not just at church on Sunday morning.
Right.
And, you know, so I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast yet or even in with everybody, but it's been cool because one of the lessons that Tim actually gave at with the Pride. Mm. And it was kind of like a, not even an afterthought. It was kind of something happened where some things weren't working. So they kind of had to call an audible. And Tim gave this audible lesson to our kids about, you know, going to the secret place with Jesus, right? And in my family, that's made a huge difference because since Riley is in the Pride and she learned this lesson from Tim, you know, and she has gone to her secret place with the Lord. And one of the things that the Lord had shown her is like, you know, when you get frustrated or when you get upset or things like that, you can come to the secret place and just be with me, right? And so it's interesting because she has shared now with a lot of other people. She doesn't share that with me as much, so I have to ask her because I hear it from other people. But she says, you know, I've been frustrated, and then I've gone to my secret place, and I'm with Jesus, and then I come out, and I feel peaceful, or things like that, right? And so I think it's just really cool the direction that our children's ministry and our family ministries are going, where these are the types of things that we're teaching to our kids, that it doesn't just have to be like, oh, I can meet Jesus on Sunday morning. It's like, I can go to my secret place with the Lord anytime, anytime. And to see some of our kids doing it, like, that's cool. And so I've been a very personal, direct recipient of what's been going on. And I think, and I've been sharing this, like, I think the thing that stands out to me the most with Riley and her experience is that it's not a big deal to her.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like, oh, it's like, kind of like you're saying, it's this magic genie place where I can just go. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that's my secret place.
It's her normal.
It's my normal. That's normal for me. It's like, no, Riley, that's so cool. It's like, that's my normal.
Yeah.
And that's why she doesn't necessarily share it with me all the time, because it's like, that's just how I do it.
Yeah. Right. Part of her life.
It's part of her life. And so, you know, I think that's been something that for the three of us has been kind of on our heart recently, is this term legacy, and like, what are we passing down to our kids? And it's cool that some of the things that might be super awesome to us, it's like, that's their normal, right? And so that's been something that I feel like has been close to Larissa's heart. So Larissa, can you share a little bit about legacy and, you know, just your place in legacy, but then also like what you are looking and the, kind of the importance of legacy for you?
Yeah. Well, for me, like, my mom was, you know, like, in the children's ministry. She was an assistant director at CBC. And then when they, you know, started Catalyst, she moved over and was the children's director for, I don't even know how many years. Like, and she worked with Damon. And just, like, that was a really great opportunity for me to get plugged into ministry and just learning from my mom. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I feel like when we say, like, parents are the spiritual leaders for our kids, like, that is, like, the biggest thing for me. Because my mom was, I mean, I guess she was, like, a spiritual leader for, like, the children's ministry too. But, like, I think that's why, like, I feel so strongly that parents have such an important role in helping our own kids grow. And not just relying on the Sunday program. Mm-hmm. Like, we have an awesome Sunday school program. Like, all the teachers and helpers are really great. But, like, it's kind of like, if you just go to the gym once a week, like, you're not going to get much stronger. Like,
not you need to see those gains.
Right. Right. Like, yeah, you're like, you're going to get stronger, but, like, it's going to be a little bit slow. Right. You're not going to see, like, the fruit of what's happening. So I'm like, okay, we need to, like, really do that, like, as a parent. But, like, really it stems from, like, my mom. Like, you know, I started doing children's ministry, like, when I was still, like, basically a child too, but learning from her, right?
Your mom was modeling it for you.
Yes, my mom was modeling it for me. So, and then, like, making church life normal too. So, like, that's what we do. We just, like, even my sister, who, like, probably didn't want to be in tot lot, she's in tot lot. Like, just sitting on the ground, and the kids love it, you know. Like, and, like, I also learned too, like, that's where you don't need a lot of skills. Like, God just will put you places, and he can use you with what you have, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Yeah, so that's part, like, my legacy, like, my seeing my mom, like, serve the Lord so faithfully for so many years. And then, like, as a mom now, I think having my own kids, like, just see how Jeremy and I, like, love God and are serving him. And just that it's not always about, like, what I can get out of church, too. Like, not always the take, but, like, what we can give and how they can, like, help other kids or even other adults, like just touching the whole family of our church family, just through who they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one thing too, like going back to like all the VBSs they went to, because none of those churches are our own church. So like the people working and helping, they don't know my kids really, right? So then like, but when I would, you know, meet people, the helpers or whatever, and then they're like, oh, your kids are so good, like they like, you know, do the worship and everything, and like it makes me happy that they are that the light that God's put in them is really shining through to other people, not just like the aunties and uncles at our own church that, you know, they've seen them grow up, oh yeah, like, you know, Cammy's really cute or whatever, like,
yeah,
but that they are like standing out and shining their light in other places too. So I felt really like God blessed me with that. Cause I know my kids are good, like, you know, but like you worry sometimes, like how are they really, you know, Catalyst is very forgiving. Like, extends a lot of grace to our children and like, you know, but like, how are they really, like, I know they're, you know, at school, that's school too, like, but like, you know, just being able for them to like shine God's love and like share God's love in a more tangible ways outside is like what I really am like thinking about too a lot.
Well, yeah, I think it's like, it's always interesting to kind of take your kids out of their normal context and like see the way that other people experience, right? It's kind of like a test, really. It's just like, oh, like, are you gonna be like savage and feral, like, or like, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you get to actually see the work you're doing or like what you've been sowing, and like you get to see it come out in a different light, and it's just like, oh, like maybe I need to work more on this, or like, you know, it can be rewarding and be like, okay, like they are getting it, or like we are doing something right. And so that could be really encouraging too. So just to see them in different circles of people, and getting feedback from different people and being like, oh, like they're just being nice because they know me and my kids. But it's like, no, like they genuinely like, wow, like your kids are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. I mean, because like, I don't think any stranger's going to be like, oh, yeah, your kid's amazing if they don't know you. And like,
yeah.
I don't really just want to say anything.
Or it's like, just like, oh, thank you for coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when I hear you sharing about that, it really, kind of influences, like, okay, that's not the right train of thought. Okay. but you know, earlier you'd mentioned that you guys have decided to put your kids in public school, right? And so it's like, when I see that from them, like, okay, their light is shining in some of these different contexts, it's like, oh, that decision to put them in public school is actually a decision to, okay, we trust the work that we're putting in with our kids.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're going to follow the Lord because of what we're doing as parents, what we're doing at church. And so we feel comfortable that, okay, they can be a light in that community too, to a place where it's not going to be scary and like, oh man, the dark is going to overtake them in the public school. Cause there are some people that feel like that. So I think, you know, for me, that's encouraging in your family that like, oh, we can trust that what we're doing, like we're seeing that light come out, and they can be the city on a hill in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big decision for us, because I like had contemplated homeschooling, and you know, private school was kind of like a little reach because I enjoy working very, very, very part time. Like I literally work working like 1 to 2 hours a week. So I
dream.
Yes. Like, I think it's also important for me to be home with them when they're young too. Mm-hmm. So like, right. It's only a season and I can go back to work later or never. Just never.
Slip that in there, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Or never. But you know, like, but then also making that decision also puts a lot of pressure on, not a lot, but just it, like, kind of we are more intentional, mm-hmm. right? About not just trusting, like, they're going to get it from private school mm-hmm. or, you know, like, they're going to, you know, be fine if whatever. We do homeschooling is a whole nother thing too, which it's, yeah. But yeah, just, I also thought about that because I think I've talked about it with Steph too, mm-hmm. that like, who, if we all pull back homeschool or private school, then who's going to be the light mm-hmm. in the public school? And then just trusting that God has, I think that's also something I'm learning too, is like letting go, like not holding on to my kids so tightly that I'm not letting God just work and or trusting that God will protect them or, you know, be with them. Because I'm not going to be with them when they're older either. So mm-hmm. just trusting in him more and more, like yeah. releasing them to him. Because ultimately they are his. They're, mm-hmm. He's allowed me to be their mom here on earth, mm-hmm. but they are his. So I think reminding myself of that and just, you know, letting him do the work. I'm just, you know, stewarding what I have, mm-hmm. basically.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. And I think it is cool to see, again, like, right, like, see your kids, how they thrive in different situations that are not protected and, like, more, like, guaranteed, like, kind of safe, like, yeah. church or whatever, yeah. or home. But, yeah, because, like, we had a situation at the very end of the school year. With my oldest, and there was talk, or it was like one of his friends said that another kid like made some really serious like threats against him, like you don't ever say those kinds of, like, I'm gonna, like, basically, like, I'm gonna hurt you, mm-hmm. Like with a weapon. And then so he and his other friend heard that, and then they told him, like, you need to tell the teacher. But then I think the kid was, like, kind of scared, or he didn't want to make a big deal about it. So because he didn't, Mason and his friend went to the teacher and said, like, hey, like, this kid said that. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's, like, scary, and that's not cool. And so it kind of, like, you know, I was, like, felt so bad for that teacher. I'm, like, right, she's so close to the end of the school year. Yeah. She's like, just get me out in the summer.
And you got to deal with this crazy thing.
Yeah, this, like, huge crazy thing. And then, so, you know, it was like this whole thing. Like, the principal got involved. Like, she's interviewing all the kids that were involved in to just figure out, like, is this an actual credible threat? Like, mm-hmm. And then so basically, I don't know if it happened at the end of the school day, but, you know, we kind of were like, hey, man, like, we don't really feel comfortable sending Mason mm-hmm. even to school the next day, like, with so many things unanswered or not mm-hmm. fully resolved. And so then, so we actually, like, didn't send him to school, not necessarily out of, like, fully out of fear, but, like, I think Tim especially, he kind of, like, took the day off, and mm-hmm. we kept both kids home from school, and he took them mini golfing. He took them, like, out to lunch. They did, like, they had, like, the most fun day, and he's like, you know, I kind of just wanted to reward him mm-hmm. for, like, doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. And that, like, you know, just to really, like, make him, like, aware that, like, yeah, like, that was the right call. Mm-hmm. And, like, that we were proud that he, like, said something, you know, when he could have easily just been like, well, he didn't say it to me, so, like, not my problem. And it turned out to be, you know, not like a huge, or they got to the bottom of everything and it was fine. But yeah, even like, you know, things like that, knowing that like, oh, he's confident enough in himself and like, you know, who he is, you know, which stems back to identity and like, you know, the truth and like what God says, and that he was, you know, bold enough to say something about it when nobody else really wanted to. So, yeah, it is cool to see different ways that fruit comes up is revealed. And to like, I don't know, like your school probably does this too, but they do like the character awards or like, you know, whatever, monthly. And right, there's only, what, 9 months they're in school?
Might be even less.
Less than that, yeah. So, right, it's like only like 8 or 9 kids get this award, or, you know, it's like dependability, friendship, you know, it's more like it's not academic at all. But one thing, like, we are trying to make a bigger deal, because kind of like, right, you kind of expect your kids to get it, right? You know, like, just, I don't know if it's just like being an Asian, like in Asian culture, or like, you know, your kids, like,
like, of course my kid is.
Yeah, like, like, you better get it. But then also, like, I think we, Tim and I were realizing, like, yeah, this is like 8 or 9 out of 25 to 28 kids. And both boys, like, get it something, like, a different one, like, every year. And so we've been trying to really, like, make that a big deal. Like, okay, like, let's, like, go out for a special dinner, or let's go get dessert or something, or I don't know. Because I think before it was just kind of, like, expected, or, like, yeah, like, sure. But then it's like, oh, no, like, that's, like, we have to emphasize that, right, and celebrate them more, too. But, yeah, it's been cool to see, like, how, yeah, they can, you know, be that light. But then also, like, right, not putting pressure on them to be that either. But it's just, like, you being who you are.
Yeah, it's not forcing them to do it, but it's just, like, that's who you are, and it's coming out, right? And I don't want anyone listening to think, okay, we're just pushing everyone that, okay, if you don't send your kids to public school, then that means you don't trust. We're not going in that direction.
Right.
But just saying, like, it's, it is cool to see the ways that in Larissa's family, it's cool to see how these experiences that they're having with their kids out in the world is an example of God's light shining through them to the darkness. Right. And so that's a cool thing. And I think that's exciting. And kind of on that note, like, Pastor Barry's message this week was about having an eternal perspective. And I think for people that have kids, I think that is a question that's one that we need to talk about, because I think it's really easy sometimes just to say, like, okay, we need to have control, we need to have this, we need to have that. But then are we leaving space for the Lord to interact in our daily life, or are we just kind of keeping him up the tree? And it's like, okay, I'm going to control everything, and then when something happens, and I'm just going to go find him and get him to answer my question, and then I'm going to come back to the way I want to do it. Or are we leaving space for him to interact throughout the day? And so I kind of wanted to throw it to Larissa and see, you know, when you're listening to Pastor Barry's message, kind of as we were getting ready to record, you kind of shared a little bit about having an eternal perspective as a mom. So can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yesterday's message, I'm really glad I sat in there, because I was going to take someone's place in the back, but then like Steph's like, no, it's okay, like go in the service. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I don't actually get to sit in service a lot sometimes, I don't know why, but or just helping and stuff. But I felt like especially like yesterday was like really good, because as a mom, you know, you're like planning schedules, like, you know, this and that, and like, so, and I think for me, once they started doing activities, I was very like, okay, they're not going to do too many. And too many is like more than two, actually, like for each. And then because I want them to have space and time to, you know, be kids, play. And then also so that we aren't like overloading them, right? And then
And overloading you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, overloading
more importantly.
Yes. Because at three children in multiple activities, Steph knows too, is a lot to go to take the time, you know, driving and money. Mm-hmm. Like, if I want to keep not working. No, I'm just kidding. No, but
keep throwing those jabs at Jeremy. Keep throwing those
Hint, hint.
No, but like, yeah, like just like, where are we spending our time? And even as like family together time, like, you know, like I know like activities are important and everything for them, because that's where they meet other people. It goes kind of back to like also like shining their light. Like, mm-hmm. we're not like trying to like suck them all into like one like, church only stuff, but like they need to see other people too. But yeah, like it really was like, like something to think about, like the eternal perspective of things. Like as a mother, like you're thinking about like, you know, should I put Melody in more basketball? Should I put Nikki in this? Like, she wants to do that. And like, I know they will want to do a lot of things, but what is going to be good for them in the long, long term, mm-hmm. right? Like, so like, yeah, that 5-year test where it's like, is it gonna matter, like the things you're worrying about, is it gonna matter or affect your life in 5 years, was like very, very like oh yeah, that's like a really good test actually, because like I was thinking back like, okay, 5 years ago, what is something I was worried about, like actually, like I can't really remember.
One of her children just came in and asked her and said, I'm hungry. Mid-sentence.
Yeah. Yeah. So just like things like that. And then the object lesson was really, I really like that. Like, kind of goes back to maybe why it felt so good to do like all those VBSs in 2 weeks was like the coins in the jar. Like, you know, the coins, like putting them into the worldly jar, like time and like doing like thing, you know, all this other time, and versus the jar that he had with like for like time for like reading your Bible, going to church, you know, like if you're only putting a couple coins in at a time and then your other jar is getting so full and that jar just is gone when you die, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was like, oh, that really like is why like I wasn't like God really like sustained me and the kids actually, because it, you know, it's a lot for them to go to these things like during the last 2 weeks, and like they enjoyed it, and it was so like I felt so full like, you know, after doing all that. So yeah, like that was very like, yeah, just like like really convicted me, like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, like where are we putting our time, and like how much, like I also need to put time into like the you know, the jar with for God too, and not forget, like I know I'm taking care of them, but like also like it's important for me as a mom to like put that time in, and then they again like modeling to them mm-hmm. what it's like. And I think Steph, like when she, I was throwing that in there, like how one of her boys is like, I want to read the Bible, because he sees you reading the Bible, mm-hmm. and like how their families look like going through like the New Testament this summer. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's not because she said, hey, let's all read the Bible together. You know, like he saw her like doing it, and like just out of her obedience of like spending time with God, like it's like contagious to our kids. They want to do what we're doing. I think she said that before too. Like they just want to do what we're doing. So it's like so interesting. Like you don't have to like do a lot if you're just doing what you're like, what you should, or like, you know, what God wants you to do basically.
Yeah. Oh man, you like took it where I was like, okay, oh. I think this is the right way to get into there to ask Steph about that. And then you just went there. I was like, oh dang, I don't even need to be here today. Larissa, we can have a Larissa and Steph show.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Yeah. But Steph, can you share a little bit about like what God was placing on your heart to lead up to that?
Yeah, I think I talked a little bit about it the last time I was on here.
I think it's a good reminder for people, because sometimes people miss episodes or different things.
Yeah,
so I think it's a good reminder.
It kind of started not in a like spiritual way, but just like patterns I was noticing. Cause like we have a home gym in our garage. And so like, you know, Tim and I, like we go in there and work out, just at all, whenever we can fit it in. Like it's not always when they're sleeping or at night or whatever. So the kids see us do it. And it's like, they want to join in. Even Brinley, like she's like, oh, like, can I work out with you? And I'm like, sure. Like, and then, you know, even if she's not like actively doing it, she like, right, she just wants to be around me. So she'll just sit there and eat her snack and watch me. And then, so then one time she was like, oh, like she was able to do a couple of the exercises, like, you know, and she's like, can we do this every day? And I'm like, sure. And, you know, and it's not me telling her like, oh, this is important. Mm. And even the boys, like they've been wanting to work out more. Or like Mason was like, can we wake up early before school and work out? And I'm just like, like, I don't really want to, but okay. Like, you know, I feel like I can't say no. Like that's a good right habit to start. And so, yeah, so it kind of started on that track. And then it got me thinking like, okay, like it's because they're seeing us do it. Just, right, we're always sending a message. We're sending a message of what's important just based on what we do. And so they're catching that message. So then I was like, well, like, do they really see me like reading the Bible and spending time with the Lord? Like, no, because I usually do it when they're not around because it's quiet, right? And it's easier and not, you know, don't have to worry about being disturbed. And, but then I'm like, no, I'm going to start doing it in front of them because again, like I want that message to be like sent through my actions. And so literally the first time I tried it, open my Bible, I'm like sitting at the dining table. And then Nolan came up and he's like, have you read the whole Bible before? And I was like, not all in one go, but I said, I've probably come pretty close. And he's like, I said, why? Do you want to? And he's like, yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like that was so easy. Like literally cracked it open one time, like in front of them, you know? And I was just like, okay, God, like you're so like, good and you're so kind, like just making amazing. It so easy for me. And so he cracked that door open and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna walk through it. And I said, okay, why don't we try, I was like, why don't we start with a New Testament, just like let's not go too crazy. I was like, I know some adults like struggle or right, it's a lot.
The Old Testament is especially a lot.
It's a lot, right? And I don't want him to get like too discouraged like quickly. But so I said, how about we do the New Testament? And I was like, maybe we can like do it over the summer. Well, I didn't realize like we kind of picked like an intense like schedule. I was like, dang, this is a lot. Like if you miss a day, like it's like 10 chapters. Like, and the funny part is that in the beginning, Mason kind of started a couple days after us. So I was like, oh, like catch up. We're all the way up to 8, like chapter 8 in Matthew. And then he's like, yeah, like I caught up already. And I'm like, what? Like, no, you didn't. Like in my head, I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, it's just a bunch of names and like who was the father of who. And I'm like, bro, chapter 8, not verse 8. He was reading verses. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was so funny. But yeah, actually, they're already done.
With the New Testament?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, they finished.
They finished. And that's why I was like, whoa, like this was, this plan was aggressive.
Yeah.
But even like when we went to Hawaii for 3 weeks, like they brought their Bibles and like, you know, I kind of, you know, I remind them here and there, but I'm not like, I wasn't super like you better do it right now or whatever. But I'm still catching up because I was sick all last week, so I fell behind, so I'm almost done. But yeah, and now we're trying to figure out like, okay, like should we go out for like a special dinner or, you know, they're trying to bargain for like gift cards and like actual like gifts for finishing, but I'm like, ah, no, like we're just like, we'll just celebrate in mm-hmm. like together in some way. So we're still figuring that out. They've kind of been wanting to try that Chubby Cattle place. Oh. Yeah, we went there for Christmas, right? Yeah. That was pretty good. That was fun.
I hope they're hungry.
I know, but yeah, it's like, it depends, right? Like kids, like sometimes they eat a ton mm-hmm. and then sometimes they eat like nothing. So yeah. I'm like, like, gotta time it.
Yeah, and I think that when we're talking about legacy, I think that's a big part of it. It's just, what are we modeling, right? It's, mm-hmm. I think sometimes when we think about, oh, we got to pass down our faith, it has to be something like, we have to tell our kids to do certain things a certain way. But I think the way that you guys are talking about legacy is really just, are we modeling what we want for our kids, right? Whether it's just like reading our Bible in front of them or serving in the church and serving in the ministries and being a part and helping them see, like being a part of a church, that's an aspect of it, is serving and helping out and raising up the next generation and things like that. And Larissa was a recipient of that, being a part of Denise's family and, you know, seeing her mom serving, and now she's serving, and then her kids are able to see her in the back all the time, and she gets to participate in that way too and with her kids. But I think that's a big part of it, is just modeling, right? So it's not just talking about it, but it's like, I'll be Brett today. It's not just talking about it, but it's being about it.
About it.
Right? And so it's not just telling our kids what to do or how to think, but it's showing them, you know, and modeling it in our own lives. I think that's a big part of it. And there was, okay, so this morning when I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, here's where I want to end off this episode, because we are starting to get, you know, towards the end. And I was like, okay, this is where I want to end it. And I forgot where I was going to end it. So.
Oh. I was like, wait. I was like, oh, cool.
Okay. No. Like, I had a particular, like, angle, and I was like, oh, okay. I think that this would be a good place to go to finish it off. Oh, okay. I remembered. See, sometimes when I can just talk and I talk and then it, like, comes to mind. Okay. So a story that Steph was sharing with me that I felt like, oh, I think this is a good place to end it, is the story from Judges, right? Mm. And in Judges, right, it's one generation after they enter into the Promised Land, right? So,
yeah.
Or it starts one generation after, right? And so kind of in the timeline of Israel, right, they left Egypt, which they were enslaved for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. They're set free. The Lord miraculously brings them out of Egypt. Mm-hmm. They go into the Promised Land. God gives them all these promises. And then within one generation, it says, right, like they forgot.
Yeah.
They forgot. And there was a generation that grew up not knowing what the Lord did in bringing them out of Egypt.
Yeah.
And so as we've been talking on this episode about legacy, I felt like, oh, this is a good place. Not necessarily as a warning, but just as looking through the Bible and recognizing, like, it can go that quickly, right? And so, Steph, can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I remember reading that passage. The end of Joshua, right? Joshua brings them into the Promised Land, and he says, remember, like, this is God's covenant for you. Like, this is what, like, we made it. Like, God did what he said he would do. Like, he's promised this land as your inheritance for each of the, like, tribes. And then, right, then he said, okay, like, go claim it. Take it. Take your inheritance that God gave you. Like, he's been so faithful to do it. And then it says that some of them in the first chapter of Judges, it lists all these nations that didn't take the land. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's so nuts to me. Like, after, like, generate, like, all those years in the wilderness and struggle and war and fighting and victory that the Lord gives you. And then he says, here it is. All you have to do is drive out the people there, but I've already given it to you. Like, it's yours, like, guaranteed, like, victory. And then they don't. And then it kind of is like, to me, I read it as like, it became like this slippery slope. Mm-hmm. And, right, they let the world or like the ways of those other nations that they allowed to stay in that land influence them. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, they slipped back. And it says in like the end of that chapter, like, and that generation neither knew the Lord nor what he did for the Israelites. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how, like, what? Like, that's so like sad to me. Mm-hmm. That like, you're not that many generations ago, right? Walked through the Red Sea, like, and God fed you manna every day. Like, you know, all those crazy miracles. And like seeing the hand of like the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day, like like insane things. And then like your like that your grandparents probably saw. And yet it's like you not even knowing who that God is or even remembering what he did. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, for me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want that for our kids and even like our children's children, right? Like, I want them to know the Lord and all that he's done, not just in our own lives, but just like, you know, in general and celebrating like testimonies and making sure that like they remember. Mm-hmm.
I just had a, you know, I was thinking about it, and it's like they're supposed to drive out like the other tribe, you know, they're supposed to clear out basically the worldly. And then I'm like, oh, like this is so related to kind of like Pastor Barry's message with the thorns are like the things of this world. And if we let those things of the world like choke out like what we're trying to grow with our kids or with ourselves even, you know, it's just like it could overtake us. And then in one generation, like because we are stewarding our kids and their time and everything that's going on with them, like it could just be gone.
Right.
And if we are not really intentional and careful. Like how so well that tied into like that story.
Yeah.
Like just the thorns, like just the worldly things and not to get caught up. It's hard to not get caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sure.
You're interacting with other people, other parents. And I like feel the pressure sometimes like, you know, Melody's in basketball and just to like, you know, like, oh, it's on Sunday. And like, so it's not always black and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we were talking about this before, but it's not always black and white, whether or not we should, you know, be hardcore, like no missing Sunday. But like sometimes also our kids being with other outside of church people, that brings them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Too. So I'm not saying it's black and white, like, you know, this or that, but just to be thoughtful and like, kind of like, just asking God, like where he wants our kids to be, or where he wants us to spend our time, because it's not always just church, only church people, pouring into church. Like that's great, but also we have a responsibility to reach other people outside of church, and sometimes that's on a Sunday at a basketball game.
I think I've heard someone say like, right. It's like the tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like two things can be true, right? Or two things can be important. And they kind of contradict sometimes each other. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's when you need to know and have like Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, in this season, in this moment, like, what are you calling me to do?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's the thing, right? That matters.
And then that's how we get to this more of a walk with the Lord and not just finding him up the tree, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's these decisions that are being made. It could be week to week. It could be, do I go to church today or do I go to my sport today, right? Mm-hmm. It might not even be for a season or it could just be like, what do you want me to do today, right?
Yeah.
And in that, it's like, okay, we're coming to the Lord is a part of our daily decision-making or our daily walk. And it's not just like, okay, God, I need you to tell me, what do I do? Do I send my kid to be on this team that's going to be there for every week for forever? Yes or no, right? And it could be like, yeah, they could participate, but come to me each week and say, where do you want me to be for today, right? And so it's one, I love that picture of the tension, because then it's like in that tension, that's why we need to interact and talk to the Lord and ask him, because it's not something that's going to be black or white, like you said, Larissa. And I think you hit it on the head with the word intentionality.
Right? Yeah.
I think that's the big thing, is like, we need to be intentional. If we have kids, we need to be intentional with our kids, but then just in our life, like just being intentional, don't just let it kind of flow in the wind, but there are certain things we need to be intentional about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Amen.
No, I mean, I feel like I'm just wrapping up together what you guys said, because you guys, like, man, drove the whole thing today. Like, I was impressed. I was like, man, this is like so fun. I just get to sit here like a fly and then hear you guys go, and you guys are taking it different directions. Like, yeah, that's exactly what I would have said, and I didn't need to say it, so people can hear it from you guys. That's awesome. Well, we are running up close to an hour right now. So, Larissa, do you have any call-outs? Oh. Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Oh, yeah, you do.
My bestie, Roxanne. my podcast bestie. We'll have to come on again. And, like, Damon, I know he, like, was texting stuff like, okay, you got to make Larissa happy and come on the podcast. So she'll come on again with Rox. And I was, like, thinking, like, oh, I probably would have still. But thanks for trying to make me happy. But for sure, we're going to have to get Roxanne on here, because there's a lot more things like that have been going on with like her and me and like other ministries too.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that I feel like would be really good to share. And like, so I think Roxanne's going to have to come on, and I will come on and be her support.
Yeah, so Roxanne, we would love to have you on, because I've heard there are stories that you have to share. So I am calling you out. You have to share some stories. And we did save talking about family time until you come on. So
just for you.
We wanted to go there, but Larissa's like, nope, I need to wait until Roxanne is here so we can bring that out with her. So okay, so Larissa, do you also have any last things that you'd like to share with our church family until you come on with Rox next time?
Oh, I don't remember. Like, I feel like we were supposed to talk about like how God is really fun, or Jesus is really fun too, right? Like, I think that was the whole thing too with like the VBSs and like just like the joy is that like God, just a reminder like to have fun with Jesus, right? Like, it's not all like super serious. It can be, but like, you know, Jesus wants to see you have fun and laugh. And even like recently, I got a picture. You know, like of me just playing basketball with Jesus. And it's just like, what? I would never have ever thought about that. Like doing that.
Did you
with
break
Jesus.
His ankle?
Cross up Jesus.
Well, you know, in The Chosen, Jesus was not very athletic in The Chosen. So, I mean, he might not be a very good defender.
But yeah, just like to laugh and have fun is a big part of our relationship with God too.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to see us enjoy him. And I think that especially having kids, just like that is like something that like really has come up for me. Like, yeah, it's not all about how much they know, how like deep they can, you know, spiritually, like, are you receiving things? But like just seeing them have fun at church, with God, with their friends and fellowshipping, so that kind of more towards the eternal perspective too, that they will continue to want to be at church when I'm not forcing them, like, you know, bringing them.
You're not driving them.
Yeah, like get in the car. We're have to be at church. No, but like just that they will want to be at church, like after they are, you know, done, you know, graduated high school, that this is a community that they can like really have enjoy. And then they think back at, you know, their children's ministries experience too, that it was fun. Like I, my aunt, the aunties and uncles there, like they saw me, they included me in everything. And I like was part of this family outside my own family. And I really, that's my biggest like hope for all the kids at, mm-hmm. at Catalyst, that they would just feel like they are loved and seen. And then, yeah, I that's why I like, well, I love that Steph calls all those kids like they're her own kids. Mm-hmm. Like she loves them like they're her own. So, yeah, I'm just so happy that she's like the leader and just taking our kids like deeper and like going different places with them. And just hearing like how they're safe in their identity with Christ, that it's really being driven home so that they can be confident, you know. You know, like Mason and like Mello, Nikki, Cam, mm-hmm. you know, all mm-hmm. the, all my, like I see it in my kids that just speaking into them, like who they are, that they're way more confident and secure than I was growing up. Yeah. And that is like the hugest thing for me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was, sorry, that was like longer than that. I was like, oh, like,
I was like, preach, like, keep going. Yeah.
No, well, it even like speaks to like, you know, how Riley's like secret place is normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and then like, you know, like sometimes we have the kids pray for healing, right? And then right, they pray and then like the person gets healed. And right, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like that's so like isn't that so cool? Like they got healed." And they're like, "Yeah." Like, what was isn't that what's supposed to happen? Like,
what else is supposed to happen?
Like, duh. And yeah. So it's like so cool to yeah. see all these things are normal for mm-hmm. them. Yeah. And I think, yeah, that just, right, builds their confidence in who they are and who God is, really. Yeah.
Yeah. They're seeing him move and work, mm-hmm. like, real time as a kid.
Yeah.
Just builds their faith so much.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah, they're not afraid to, like, that they don't have any other hindrances when they're like, oh, God can, like, hear from God. You know, like mm-hmm. they don't need to, like, work through all the mm-hmm. outside voices in their head. You know, yeah. they just get pictures yeah. and like it's just so like amazing to see them just like be so quick about it. They don't have to sit there that long. You just like, yeah ask God for a picture,
yeah
okay boom, they got it.
Yeah.
And then yeah, even learning to interpret things mm-hmm. too, so just speaking into them, and then it's like, oh look, it's like a little peek into what's inside their heart when they yeah. like are sharing those yeah. things too. Yeah. So I'm just like, they're so far ahead of where we are, like where we were kids. And I'm just like, they're just getting more equipped to just be that light, the city on the hill.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I was like, man, we could just mic drop it right there.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank
you. You know, and I think that's one of the cool things about, you know, our kids. The kids that are growing up in the children's ministries is that because they are actively getting an experience of Jesus that's fun, that later on when they're older, it's like that's a part of their story, a part of their framework that they have, that God and Jesus are fun, that some people that might come to faith later in life that they're going to be missing, right? That, oh, I don't have that as a concept, mm-hmm. right? So I know there's quite a few people that have talked to me that when they watch The Chosen and they see Jesus kind of cracking jokes, it's like, I didn't even realize that Jesus could be funny, or yeah. like that God has a sense of humor. Yeah. Like that kind of opened their eyes to something, right? And it's like, oh, well, when did you come to faith? Oh, you know, as an adult, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, that's part, you know? And so I do feel like that is important, you know, to see the full picture of who God is, because God is fun. He's the creator of fun, right? Mm-hmm. And he knows us in a way that some of us have very interesting senses of humor. I would say I have a unique sense of humor. And sometimes I know it might feel awkward, because sometimes I'll be looking at someone, I'll just be like giggling or something. And you're like, what are you laughing about? I was like, oh, no, God just knows me. And he's like cracking me up right yeah. now. But yeah, so I do feel like that's something for each of us, is like to recognize that God has a sense of humor, and he knows us, and he knows our sense of humor, and
yeah.
he'll reach out to us in that way too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Can I share a really quick story about how our helpers, we were in class Sunday school, and we all like got a real good taste of God's
yeah, go
sense
for
of
it.
Humor. Go for it. So real quick, one boy was having like a really hard time. Like he was sad and he was crying about that another boy who has like just like different needs than the other kids was like, you know, playing. He gets to kind of fidget with some like small toys. And this was during Jane's lesson. And so, right, in general, no toys during the lesson time. And it's short, like, it's fine. Like, but that's the normal. But then, like, right, certain kids just need something to play with or to have in their hands. And so one boy was very, like, sad and, like, upset that he didn't get to play with a toy, which is so hard, right? Mm-hmm. And it was really sad. Like, you know, we're like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, so Colleen was actually so amazing. She was sitting with him and just like comforting him and like, you know, just being that comforting presence for this boy. And so then, right, we're just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, what do we do? Like, I don't, because he's not going to understand the reason why. And so I went up to Jane. She's teaching on the fruit of the spirit. And so she had a cute big felt heart up in the front. And then she had a box that had a bunch of papers in it. And on some of the pieces of paper were fruit of the spirit. Mm. And then she had others that were like anti-fruit, like, like, you know, what, like just things that we don't want to have in our heart. And so she was letting kids pick out of this box. And if it was a fruit of the spirit, they'd put it, stick it in the heart. Cause that's what we want in our heart. And if it's not, like, throw it away. Right. Cause we don't want it. So then I ran up to Jane and I was like, oh, like, can you pick this boy? Like, cause he's like, you know, and she was like, oh yeah. Like here, come pick out of this box. And right, everyone's watching him and he was happy to do it, like, right, kind of distract him and give him something else to do. So he picks and she goes, oh, like, what did you pick out? Oh, jealousy. And the way that, like, all the helpers, because, right, we're all aware of kind of what's happening. I don't think Jane was even aware that's what was going on. But the way all of our jaws dropped and I was like, put my hand over my mouth because I was trying not to laugh. I was like, oh my gosh, that is like of all the things. Yeah. It's like, and we're all just looking at each other, like trying not to lose it and like laugh too hard. But I was like, God, you are just so funny.
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances? But we're like, oh yeah, we don't want jealousy. Oh, too funny.
Yep. So Jesus has a sense of humor too.
Yeah.
And he allows us to participate and have joy. Kind of like Larissa started off this episode with, talking about God wants us to have some joy, right? Mm-hmm. So I really do feel like that is a theme that we can all use a little bit more of, especially the way that our world is rough.
Yes.
And so to know that we have a God who wants us to have joy, I think that's a great place for us to close. So
yeah.
Thanks, Larissa, and thanks, Steph, for coming on. That was a lot of fun. You guys are always welcome to come on whenever you want.
That's fun. I'm glad I came for moral support.
Yeah. God wanted you there. God wanted you here.
Yes, God wanted you here so I could just take a back seat and I could listen. But thanks again. You guys are awesome. And thanks to all the listeners out there. We are really excited for this upcoming, okay, not going to say it's the next episode, but in one of the future episodes that Rox owes Larissa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she owes Steph
an episode.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get Steph here too, so it'll be Rox, Steph, and Larissa.
That's okay. Oh man, we're just laughing the whole time.
I know, that would three be.
Then I can really just do the, oh, I don't even need to do the intro. They're going to hijack the intro time. And I'll just I'll just be sitting here and pushing buttons. So then I don't even have to talk.
Because I was like, Larissa, we got to just watch his fingers. And when he's sliding down, because I know he'll unmute us first. And then he turns down the music, but you did it so fast.
I
chickened out.
I know.
All right. Well, okay. So I'm trying to just keep talking so that they can't hijack my closing. So.
No, that one I...
That's too, too much.
It's a little too long.
All right. Well, thanks again to everyone. Everyone. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Larissa, Steph. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for Rocks for coming on in the future. We're excited to have you. And until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season.